Hey fellas, how y'all doing? Boy, I wish y'all could jump up here. Wouldn't that be nice? I hope you're gonna show me you can. Come on, sit down. All right. Just, the camera's right there. Turn around and look at the camera. Okay, hey, sit down.
Wee.
Oh, the scenes that you can see when you go to the big city. I mean, there was everything, wasn't there? There were taxi cabs, police officers everywhere, in cars and on foot. Big buses, there were subways, there were every kind of restaurant imaginable. Some interesting smells from organic herbal things that people were partaking of as we went down the street. There was a lot of interesting stuff in the big city, but one thing in particular that stood out as my favorite. Well, hey, I'm Blake.
And I'm Lindley.
And this is your tailgate talk. That is the queen of the New York skyline.
And
Lady
Liberty.
Lady
and
Liberty.
Can I tell the story?
Well, hold on. So we have to get to Lady Liberty, we had to get on a boat, didn't we?
A boat.
Yeah, we got on a boat. And we rode across the harbor.
And we walked.
And we got to the statue. And the pedestal, which is the big platform that it's standing on, mm-hmm. has an elevator.
And some stairs. Well,
and some stairs. But there was a line for the elevator,
yes,
right?
Yes, but Daddy here had this great idea to pick the stairs. So we had to walk up like thousands of miles, and my legs are still a little bit sore.
Yeah, that might be an exaggeration. It was a few hundred steps total. Yeah, it was a few
Thanks,
hundred steps.
Dad.
Yeah, well, that's precious. That's in that precious. Yeah, so we took the stairs and we went all the way up to the, remember what we went up to on the statue?
To the crown.
Well, don't yell. To the crown, and got a beautiful view of Manhattan and downtown New York. It was beautiful.
Yeah, but the thing I hated was the spiral stairs.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. And it was pretty steep. You could see all the way down. That statue, a gift from the country of France to the United States, that statue is a picture. It's a symbol, it's an emblem of freedom and liberty. It stood in New York Harbor. Originally, the design was, the intent was, as people came to Ellis Island to immigrate to the United States, it would be what greeted them and welcomed them to the land of new opportunity and liberty. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, Paul said that the Lord is a spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
Yay.
We all like the idea of being free. And I don't know where you're watching this tailgate talk from. Maybe you're in the Philippines. Maybe you're in Portugal. Maybe you're in South. Doubt that you're on the moon. But maybe you're in South Africa. Maybe you're in Brazil.
On Mars.
Can I encourage you today, wherever you are?
Even on Mars.
The word says that God is the author of freedom. Wherever you are, can I encourage you today that when you're walking with Him, listen, you're not walking in the bondage that sin and its chains bring. You're walking in freedom. And maybe you've chosen somewhere along the way to start trying to put some of those chains back on that Jesus died to set you free from. Can I encourage you today? Bondage isn't an attribute of following Jesus. It's the exact opposite of following Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So can I encourage you today, maybe right now, wherever you're watching this tailgate talk from, would you talk to the Lord? Confess those things in your life that may be tripping you up and starting to chain you down again, and ask Him to give you renewed freedom in your life. Freedom only comes, true freedom only comes in a relationship with Jesus Christ. So if you've never put your faith and trust in Jesus, can I encourage you today? He's waiting for you to call out to Him right now. You can admit to Him that you know He died for you, was buried for you, and resurrected for you, and ask Him to save you. Lindley, you've made that decision, hadn't you?
Uh-huh.
You remember that night you got home from church and you asked me, you told me you needed to be saved? And we talked about it, and you prayed to ask Jesus to save you? Yeah.
Yeah, pal.
Oh, goodness. So if that's not a decision you've ever made, can I encourage you today? If you'd like to know more about what it means to follow Jesus, reach out to us through this LifeWord page or check out the link that's on the bottom of the screen during this video to find out more about what it means to follow Jesus. Hey, I love you. I'm so grateful you chose to join us today. I'm going to save you a seat right here on the tailgate until next week. And until then, have a great week. I'm Blake.
And I'm Lemley.
And this has been your Tailgate Talk.
And don't forget to say 670.